This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's elected leaders are reacting to the assassination of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. CPR's Megan Verley reports.
Democratic Representative Diana DeGette says she sends her deepest condolences to the people of Japan. DeGette co-chairs the Congressional Study Group on Japan and had worked with Abe. She says she was impressed by his leadership after the 2012 earthquake. Republican Representative Ken Buck tweeted he is extremely disheartened by the murder of Abe, who he called an American ally and friend. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Another person has died at Lake Pueblo. Crews pulled the body of a woman out of the water Thursday. If the cause of death turns out to be drowning, this will be Colorado's 23rd water death this year. The state's annual record is 34, raising concerns that this might be the deadliest year for drownings in Colorado history. Officials are asking people to wear life vests while in any lakes, rivers, or streams. If you're headed west into the mountains on Interstate 70, the free ride in the express lane between Idaho Springs and Empire is no longer free. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
The 12-mile westbound mountain express lane is open during peak travel times and was cost-free. Tolling has now started. If you have an express toll pass, it will cost you $9 on Fridays, Saturdays, and holidays, and $8 on Sundays. You can use the lane without that pass. A license plate reader will mail you a bill for the toll, but you'll pay $6 or $7 more. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
In Vail, it's 72 degrees and sunny. In Denver, it's 92 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.